This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Interior Department is involved in a broad effort across the West to open up public lands and expedite permits for exploration of natural gas from Montana to New Mexico. Environmentalists frequently fight drilling on public lands, but the battle over Otero Mesa in New Mexico has an added dimension. Opponents say the political activities of a local oil man illuminates the relationship between Republican contributors and the Bush administration, a charge the oil man rejects. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Until now, few cared about Otero Mesa, located on New Mexico's southern border with Texas. This scrub desert, whiskered with yucca, prickly pear, snakeweed, and grama grass, is so isolated and empty, the Army uses part of it for a bombing range. Tom Phillips is with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management in Las Cruces.
We can see to the north, we can see the Sacramento Mountains. That's some 20 miles away.
It feels pretty wild up here.
Yeah, we haven't seen a vehicle since we left the highway. There are no stores or anything. The folks that live out here enjoy that. Certainly probably fits their mode real well.
Conservationists claim this is wilderness, one of the last undisturbed pockets of Chihuahuan desert grassland, home to cougars and pronghorn antelope. Phillips says it may be pretty, but it's not pristine. There's cattle grazing.
There's a power line right there. There's a number of roads going up through these hills. I mean, there's three roads between us and that far mountain. It's an area that has seen man's impact.
And it's about to see a whole lot more. In 1997, not far from here, a wildcat well hit a gas-bearing formation at 7,500 feet. The pressure was so great, the gas flare lit up the whole desert. Facing a flood of new lease applications, the BLM feared this delicate savanna could not withstand an oil boom, the kind that has ravaged the oil-rich Permian Basin 100 miles to the east. So the BLM wrote a new set of rules for oil and gas exploration on Otero Mesa. By all accounts, the resource management plan, which seeks to balance wildcatters and wildlife, has angered both sides.
You can drill all over New Mexico. We've got plenty of places to drill, but the Otero Mesa, in my judgment, should be protected.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, a Democrat, knows the importance of oil and gas production. He was President Clinton's energy secretary. But as the public outcry over Otero Mesa grew, Richardson stepped up and joined the opponents.
So a coalition of wilderness advocates, ranchers, hunters, agree that Otero Mesa should not be developed for oil and gas. And as governor, I'm doing everything I can to keep the Bush administration from massacring this very beautiful, wonderful grasslands that should be protected.
Interior Secretary Gail Norton has called the new rules to protect Otero Mesa the most stringent on any BLM land. BLM State Director Linda Rundell says the potential for damage from oil and gas activity is wildly exaggerated.
You know, people have it in their minds that this would be another Permian Basin. And it's just, it can't happen under this plan.
The plan permits no more than 104 wells on 2 million acres, albeit with minimal restrictions, and exerts stricter controls over exploration on 120,000 acres of more fragile grasslands. Opponents insist the new plan is still too permissive. They say it fails adequately to protect the mesa or its groundwater and calls for insufficient land restoration after the rigs are gone. The oil companies don't seem to like the new BLM plan either. George Yates is president of HACO Energy Group in Roswell, which has shown the most interest in drilling the mesa.
What we would like to do is be able to explore further in the basin. I'm not very optimistic about our being able to do that. The resource management plan tends to discourage exploration rather than encouraging it.
Despite Yates's public criticism of the BLM plan, Stephen Capra with the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance believes the oil executive is being disingenuous.
Industry likes to say that they're very upset with the final decision. They're furious about it. That's crocodile tears. It's a carefully choreographed plan between the agency and the oil industry, and what the industry has gotten is almost everything they wanted. It's Christmas.
And the reason critics believe the new BLM plan favors the oil industry is because of the lobbying clout and Republican connections of the powerful Yates family. public records compiled by the Campaign to Protect America's Lands, an environmental nonprofit in Washington, show that in 2001, Yates Petroleum, another family company, hired a Washington lobbyist named Stephen Griles to lobby the BLM. The next year, Griles was appointed Deputy Interior Secretary, and he signed a pledge to recuse himself from any issues involving former clients. Records show that after taking the position, Griles met with senior BLM officials to discuss Otero Mesa. New Mexico BLM officials maintain they responded to public input, not directives from Washington. In 2002, George Yates hosted a fundraiser for Dick Cheney in Yates's home in Roswell. Documents also show that Yates family members and their companies are the largest GOP contributors in the state, giving $134,000 to the Republican National Committee over the past 4 years. Again, George Yates.
I do give political donations, and I don't apologize for it. None of my campaign contributions have been directed at a specific policy change. And if the claim were right, why wouldn't I be celebrating this new BLM resource management plan? I don't like it.
Setting aside the question of whether or not the BLM favored Republican oil men, it's clear to Bebo Lee that it will not benefit ranchers like himself who run cattle on Otero Mesa. Lee owns the Hat Ranch in southern Otero County.
Possible water contamination, so many wells, roads, tank batteries, power lines, that it would effectively make us impossible for using part of our ranches to raise cattle to sell.
Some ranchers who have experience with oil and gas production on public lands inside their fences say the Bureau of Land Management does not enforce rules already on the books. Carl Johnson ranches in Lee County in the heavily explored Permian Basin oil field in the southeastern corner of the state. Johnson says when he complains to the oil companies, they shrug and blame it on their contractors. He says 4 years ago, drilling crews damaged one of his ranches so bad, destroying cattle guards and cutting fences and water pipes, that he finally sold it.
And the BLM was completely not in evidence. They did not police anything. They didn't put any restrictions on those people. I would say their track record is poor to none.
Two federal reports confirm Johnson's observations. In 1999, a government accounting office investigation, and in 2000, an internal BLM review both concluded the agency's oil and gas enforcement program was poorly run. The agency contends the reports are outdated, and it has corrected many of those shortcomings. In the bigger picture, the battle over Otero Mesa pits one goal of the environmental movement against another. Conservationists praise power companies for switching over to cleaner burning natural gas, but the utility's huge appetite for natural gas has created a national shortage. And as the ranchers have learned, finding more gas can be a dirty business. John Burnett, NPR News.